With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is gathering today with representatives from more than two dozen countries that have joined his Board of Peace.
Today is a tremendous honor to welcome you all to the United States Institute of Peace for the inaugural meeting of the Board of Peace. Very important. I believe it's the most consequential board, certainly in terms of power and in terms of prestige. There's never been anything close because these are the greatest world leaders. Almost everybody's accepted, and the ones that haven't will be.
The president first conceived of his Board of Peace as part of the 20-point peace plan to end the conflict in Gaza. The vision has expanded since then now to include the goal of helping resolve conflicts around the world, much as the United Nations does. As American military presence near Iran continues to grow, U.S. Secretary of State, U.S. Defense Secretary of War, I should say, Pete Hegseth, will head to Nashville today to address the 2026 National Religious Broadcasters Conference. NRB attendee Lada Silk of the Transform Iran Ministry says a repressive regime in Iran is making things worse by cracking down on the growing number of Iranians who are seeking more access to the gospel.
And they will come up with ways to repress the voice of Christianity in the country. It's dangerous to be a Christian in Iran. It goes back to Jesus warning us that following him, there is a cost, and we must pick up our cross to follow him. When Iranians even come to seek after Jesus, before they've even chosen to commit to him, they know what it's going to cost them.
Silk adds that the Transform Iran Ministry has a three-phase approach to bringing Iranians to Jesus through evangelism, discipleship, and transformation, which is increasingly spreading access to the gospel within Iran. On Wall Street, slow going, the Dow right now down by 229 points. This is SRN News. Senator Chuck Schumer embracing gay pride.
The Democratic senator from New York has introduced legislation that would give the rainbow gay pride flag the same federal protections afforded to the United States flag. His action follows the Trump administration's decision not to fly the pride flag at a gay pride memorial in New York. Schumer refers to the Stonewall site as, quote, sacred ground. His legislation is unlikely to pass in the Republican majority Congress, and some critics say it's a political stunt. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pastor Greg Laurie will hold a Harvest Crusade in Canton, Ohio this summer. The one-night evangelistic event is set to take place June 13th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Laurie, who leads a Harvest megachurch in California, holds several church events each year. It will be free and open to the public and will feature Christian recording artists, including Chris Tomlin and Jeremy Camp. This is SRN News. And now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Walmart delivered another standout quarter as the promise of lower prices and speedy deliveries drew in a cross-section of Americans during the crucial holiday shopping period. The outlook from the Bentonville, Arkansas retailer, however, suggests a volatile economic environment ahead. Walmart shares sank more than 3% pre-market. eBay shares jumped almost 8% overnight after the online auction site breezed past sales and profit targets and announced that it was spending $1.2 billion to acquire the secondhand fashion marketplace Depop in a bid to capture a bigger share of the Gen Z market. In energy trading, oil prices rose around 1.5% on media reports that the likelihood of a U.S. conflict with Iran is increasing. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.